Good evening, everyone. Hey, it's been a while. I missed you guys. Wow, this is Crafty Z, and welcome to Handcrafted Radio. This is America. That song popped up in my head out of nowhere. And it was just a thought process that came to mind as far as just this COVID-19 everything. I haven't spoken to you guys in who knows how long, but I was compelled to share, at least to extend a, hey, it'll be okay. I thought about things that, like, you know, things we do in this world, and my husband showed me a video of a couple of people in a building complex smiling and singing during this event. And because, you know, they're quarantined, they have to stay home, but they're with their families. They're with their families in the houses on the balconies. And you guys probably seen this video on YouTube, and it was like, and they're just singing, and I was like, oh my god, that is so beautiful. And here in America, we're told to stay home, you know, it's quarantined, and try to keep social distancing, which is right. It's not saying it's wrong, it's just something to think about. Social distancing. Yet, there are people that still have to go to work. Not have to, but they're encouraged. You're encouraged to go to work every day during this trying time to assist others in need, which is a noble cause. Yet, when it comes to social gathering with family and friends, you're told 10 or more. 10 or more is not recommended. So 10 or more family and friends close to you, people you know, people you trust, people you want to protect and serve and just make sure they're okay. Those people, you have to keep your social distancing in full effect, 10 or more. But when you go to work, in some of our jobs, there are like thousands of employees, hundreds and thousands of employees, others sometimes less. But in those cases, we're encouraged to go and help for those people who are in need that we, unfortunately, I was reluctant to say it, but it's true. For strangers that we don't know, to make sure they're okay and help them in dealing with what's going on. But for us to gather at home with our family is not recommended. Wow. 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 I was looking at my daily bread today, and I haven't looked at it in a while, but this day was different for me. It said, Jesus, feed my sheep. The conversation was that Everyone glorifies the story as far as Jesus saying to tend to my sheep or calling us sheep and so on and so forth, making it seem like the journey is much more glamorous than it seems. And it sounds weird, but it's kind of true. Like, everyone's like, yes, I will be a fisher of men, that kind of concept. But it's like, Fishermen have a really hard time, and it's really dangerous job. It's like a serious dangerous job. The guy is saying that, you know, when it comes to shepherding, he has to go up in the mountains of middle of nowhere to get this one sheep in the middle of the mountain, dangers, plateaus, whatever. And then when you get the sheep, it's dirty, it's aggravated, it's just angry or whatever, but you have to put that sheep on your shoulder, dirty sheep on your shoulder, and carry that sheep that don't want to be carried. Carry that sheep down the mountain and save them, technically from themselves, because they're the ones that roamed up there in the first place. It's interesting and funny in a way, because it's true. For those people who serve as trying to save the world types, the heroics, the noblemen, so to speak, not literally, but you know what I'm talking about. They have to go out into the wilderness and save some roaming people. I've never considered myself that type of person to say, you know, yeah, I want to go save some sheep in the mountain. No. But I'll pick up a bug from under my car to make sure I don't run them over. I'm saying this to say, know what you're meant to do, despite where you are. Find a purpose that keeps you grounded. In this time, in this crisis that exists, there is so much things that your mind can go that it doesn't need to. It'll go, trust me, it'll go, but don't let it. Shepherd yourself in this moment. Some of you guys are not, you know, that social distance. Shepherd yourself, shepherd your mind, and know that no matter the fact that this is America, you're still you, and you still have control of you. You're still able to bring yourself back. Don't get lost in the crazy. Don't get caught up in the darkness. Just bring yourself back and say, you know what? This is America, but I'm me. And that'll never change. It doesn't matter where you are or what's happening. There are a lot of things that happen on a daily basis. There are people out there next to the virus trying to solve for a cure, to help. In those moments, they still do what they do. People still go to work, and there's people out there that are fighting for you that don't even know you. There's people out there wanting to help you that don't even know you. You know you. So be willing to sacrifice to help yourself and keep yourself sane, because you have backup. You have other people out there. Despite the whatever, no family gathering, whatever. That's a negative way of thinking that I ran down that rabbit hole. And it's true. Yes, it's true. But I don't need that to take away from the truth of the matter is, people care. You know? Despite where you are and how things are run, there are people out there that care about you. Specifically, there's someone out there doing something specifically for you. They don't know who you are, but they will hand you a burger. They don't know who you are, but they will risk bringing you bread to your local supermarket. These people are those little cogs in the wheels that matter, because to them you matter. Yeah, this is America. but you're you. This is Crafty Z, and you have been listening to Handcrafted Radio. Have a craftastic day. You deserve it. Goodbye.